Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The harmonizing sounds of the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, of course, the East Bay Kings of Soul at towerofpower.com. Now we take it to the City of Angels, Southern California, bringing the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And how are you doing? And how are you today, sir?
Well, I'm very good. It's Mom's Day, and we're Mom and Dad here are over at our daughter's place with her two boys and her husband and her dog. So it's America's best.
It's Godmama's Day.
Yep.
We'll give her my best, no doubt about that. Now, last night, of course, Canelo Alvarez in action. I thought he performed admirably, stopping his man inside of eight rounds. Of course, when Mr. Billy Joe Saunders didn't want to get off the stool for the eighth round. There's a lot of criticism by different boxing pundits, this and that he quit and things like that. Larry, nothing was going to change if he got off that stool except him getting laid out, maybe. I mean, so why continue?
Absolutely. His corner said he, after trying to open his eye, told the referee that they can't come out. It was a one punch knockout, in effect, where he crushed him with a left hook. I don't get why there should be all of anything. It was a good fight. It went as expected. But Canelo, I thought, was masterful the way he handled a difficult, high-level opponent.
You know, there was
period.
There was a little bit of controversy in the post-fight press conference last night. In fact, Cut, are you ready to roll that cut? Let's hit that cut right now.
No, we knew who Billy was. We knew it was going to be complicated, especially in the early round. But like I said before, my fight was going to start from the seventh round and on.
Canelo.
So when can we get something going on?
Oh, man. Thank you, my man. Thank you.
Big fan.
Thank you.
What's up,
though? I know that.
When can we make it happen, though? What do you think?
Man, you fight with nobody. Hey, you are a champion, but are you?
Wait, you avoided that fight.
Hey, you fight with nobody, man. You won the belt with nobody.
Okay, a lot of people.
Please.
Demetrius Andrade, the WBA 160-pound champion, the clown prince of the night, no doubt about that. Larry, is that the only way he's going to get any play is to storm people at press conferences? Because I don't think much of him is a fighter, do you?
Nope. He's earned what he's earned. Nobody wants to fight a guy who doesn't want to fight back.
Good point.
And what we saw in the Brit last night was a guy who could box and was willing to engage and was holding his own through the first half of the fight, I thought. And that it was still up for grabs. And he got beat by a great fighter. So, P.S., that's the end of the story.
No, yeah, that's.
And the other part of the story is, of course, 70-plus thousand people paid their way in to a prize fight. And maybe the rest of the country will take note.
70,000 people. Now, somebody shot me an email last night saying nobody was wearing masks. Is this going to be like the massive spread?
Well, apparently in Texas, they've lifted any of those
restrictions,
safety measures, and we'll see if. There was a rush of that, but there was it looked like a young audience, and maybe it will be a test of whether other ballparks can be filled in other games.
You know what's sort of cool about this is that the 70,000 people that were there, it is a younger crowd. They look like a younger crowd. And boxing needs the young people. You and I know that. In order for this sport to thrive, we need young participants. We need young fans. And there was a while there, I think, when the demographics of boxing were like almost over 40, wasn't it?
Probably, but Canelo is one of a kind right now, and Mexicans and Americans and boxing fans everywhere can relate to him, and he just performed against the, if he was a little bit less of a fighter, he could have lost last night. So I just salute him, and I'm happy to see that kind of scene in boxing, and hopefully we can see more of it.
Okay. And you know what I thought was really smart as far as the promoters were concerned, Godfather, was that they staged two walkout bouts after the main event. In other words, you don't have the entire crowd leaving the arena at the same time. Some stick around. That causes less confrontation, less people in the lobbies, this and that. And had they done that maybe at a Mike Tyson fight back in the 90s, we wouldn't have had some of those riots. But I thought that was just a good move last night.
Well, the Brits know how to do it. And they have had, you know, massive fights like this in Britain, when their elite fighters are on display. So I just thought it all went well. I found myself entertained, mm-hmm, as by the whole scene, and as well as the fight.
Okay, now there's two.
I got my money's worth.
Yeah, there's two people. There's two people that I guess are on a short list really to fight Canelo Alvarez as far as alleged superstars concerned. One would be Mr. Charlo, and the other would be, of course, David Benavidez. I don't know if they're so-called superstars yet, but those are the two fights that people seem to want to see. I mean, after he takes care of Caleb Plant, I think he's going to have Caleb Plant on the plate next, and after that, he'll probably go after Mr. Benavidez. So people say there's nobody out there for him to fight, but those are the two guys. And if they want to fight, you know, Benavidez got to stay off the cocaine, and Canelo's and Charlo's got to come to 168 pounds. I mean, Charlo said a couple weeks ago on the internet he wants Canelo to come to 160. You know, that's a dream. That ain't going to happen.
Oh, yeah. He's going to dictate to Canelo.
Yeah.
Right.
Al Hammond.
listen, I think there are some good middleweights who would be happy to fight him at 68.
Yeah, and I think that's where the money is at. And with that being said, Godfather, I'm going to let you go back to your Mother's Day party. Kiss the godmama not once but twice for me, okay? And give her my best and tell her I have nothing but... I tell her I really thank her for allowing you to come on the show each week, and I take time away from... I take time away from her. I realize that. You guys are reading the paper and this and that, and I interrupt your morning, so I appreciate that. I appreciate you both, really.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you.
The retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Murphy himself.